He went down one night in a driving rain to a bullet from the FBI, and they propped him underneath an apple tree waiting for pretty boy Floyd to die. The cops all stared in disbelief. They've been hunting him for so long. There's Charles Floyd slowly bleeding out, public enemy number one, with a book full of warrants and a long list of crimes and everyone bearing his name. And even if he'd only done half those things, he was good enough to hang. Not many people would have given pretty boy up. He was loved all across the land. But these are cold, hard years, and money buys years when enough money changes hands. Boy Floyd lifted his head, started to cough, and his mouth turned red. His face was ashen, and his voice was weak, but his eyes were smiling as he began to speak. He said, "Whoa, you've got me dead to rights this time. It's nice to finally meet you all, and I must say the pleasure is mine. Run me all over Oklahoma, Ohio, and Missouri too. I never set out to be famous, and now you made me the headline news. Now here I am, the great distraction, and they love me on Capitol Hill. And I'm the one writing your paycheck over the signature stamps and bills. Some men will rob you with a six gun, others rob with a fountain pen. I never took a dime from anyone who hadn't robbed 100 innocent men." Eyes. He knew the time had come to die, and there he passed into verse and song, and in story he lives on and on and on and on. He went down in the dust in a noonday sun to a gun from the FBI. Nobody really knows what happened. The story kept changing as the years rolled by. But they dressed him up nice, put him on display in the town of Salisaw. And over 20,000 Oklahoma residents came to respect to the dead outlaw. Times are still tough, and it's not very much changed between now and then. Guns go for dimes, and much bigger crimes are committed with the paper and pen. And it feels like the country is run by thieves, like it was in Pretty Boy's day. And that's why we all love outlaws, cause someone's gotta make them pay. October 1934 to a bullet from the FBI, and they propped him underneath an apple tree waiting for pretty boy Floyd to die.